McCain, deeply embarrassing sharing GOP with heretics. Radicals, I can't defend people against impeachment. By Pam Key on January 26, 2021. Meghan McCain told her co-hosts Tuesday on ABC's The View that she would never quit the Republican Party even though it is deeply embarrassing to have heretics and QAnon radicals as part of the GOP. Co-host Whoopi Goldberg asked, "Meghan, do you think that those guys really see themselves as patriots when they're saying, really, you know, our system didn't work? We were cheated, and everybody else is too stupid to recognize it. When you look at this, do you see yourself finding a place to be in this party? Or do you feel like it might be time really to find a different party?" McCain said, "I'll die fighting for it. I mean, I'm a lifelong conservative, unlike a lot of these heretics. I mean, I was born into this, raised into it. It's my whole entire life and always, and truly at the bottom of my soul. I think, as a lot of you know, I believe in the principles that I was raised on." The points that Sonny and Sarah are making about the QAnon radicals is more than valid. It's deeply embarrassing, and it's hard to reconcile with. But what's also hard to reconcile with, the language that's being used. That, "we can't even talk to all of you if you voted for Trump, you're irredeemable masses." I think whatever nuance Katie Couric was trying to say, it did not go through. That angered me and pissed me off more than maybe anything anyone on the left has said in the past few years, because the implication is, all people who are Trump supporters or who are conservatives are automatically brought into the Marjorie Taylor Greens, the guy with the horns on the floor of the Congress. The Matt Gaetz and Liz Cheney infighting is just really emblematic of where the party is at right now. Quite frankly, it's really entertaining, but it is not productive at all. She continued, "Now you have this fracture with impeachment. You have people like Matt Gaetz. I don't know him, I don't know if he believes what he is saying or not. But he's clearly going on the horse of full MAGA. I was talking to my producer Danielle this morning, who's also, you know, we share similar politics. And it is very difficult for me to come on this show right now because I've always prided myself on having my finger on the tenor of what's going on in conservative circles. Even when I didn't agree with Trump, I'm not a squish. I'm not someone who went full brainwashed Lincoln Project that everything that's conservative is a bastion of evil, and I must reject it and atone myself. I'm not that kind of Republican or conservative, but right now, I cannot defend this. I believe President Trump should be impeached. I believe we have to take a stand and have a fine line what's acceptable for a president to do or not. He incited riot. People got violent. People died, full stop." She added, "Part of the problem is, you got a bunch of old people right now on Capitol Hill. People in their 70s and 80s who don't care about the future of the Republican Party. The Trump rallies are filled with predominantly older white people. That's just the facts, facts super straight. I think we have to start looking about what's going to happen going forward in the future. As much as Trump expanded the coalition, he didn't do it enough to bring in full wins. We lost the Senate. We lost the Congress. We lost the presidency. If people think the MAGA train is the only train to go forward, I think they are ill-advised. I also think that the people who think that whole coalition of Trump supporters are irredeemable and garbage and have no place in the party, I think they're wrong as well. I hope for healing, and I hope for unity, whether it's going to happen, I don't know. I want to say, this is a little bit of a rant. I'm doing my best to try to take the conservatism and populism and bring it on the show. But I can't defend people who are against impeachment. I believe it's the right thing to do. Historically it's the right thing to do, and I know I'm in the vast minority with this with people like Mitt Romney and Liz Cheney." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeenan.